Today we're here with local filmmaker Russell Blanchard, whose award-winning short film, The Lot, has evolved into something more than just a film. And we're going to get into the details of that a little bit later. But first, welcome, Russell.
Awesome. Thanks for having me today.
So a few years ago, you walked into the Black Star Coffee Shop in Algiers Point, and you had a conversation. And tell us about, you know, everything that kind of followed from there.
It was just me and the owner, a guy by the name of Bakir Tahimbe, and we were in there just chatting kind of about what it means to help your own community and how sometimes folks get caught up. You know, you could donate $20 to help whatever cause, wherever in the world, but oftentimes right outside your own window in your own neighborhood, there's people that need help on your own block within, you know, feet or yards of where you live. And just we're chatting about that. And then he actually brought up a story from 8 years prior, which is where he had tried to take the abandoned lot. Well, he actually did take the abandoned lot across the street from his coffee shop. And with the permission of the owner, cleared it off with his own money and built kind of a park and a woodworking kind of shop to build playhouses and teach children skills, like outdoor skills, after they got off school. And it was successful for a summer, and then he kind of ran into a lot of bureaucratic red tape, didn't use the right type of fence since it's a historic district, and mainly didn't have private park insurance. But it was really successful for a summer. And then what kind of resonated with me was when he said that was shortly after the storm, so there was lots of kids in the neighborhood because Algiers was one of the first places to open back up. And these kids were playing in the street and didn't really have anywhere to get to play, no parks really close by. So he did this and really connected with all these kids. And even though it didn't work out, what happened over the years was over the 7 or 8 years since then, they're all now teenagers, 15, 16, 17, and they all still stop in his shop remembering what he did for the community.
And you, of course, being a filmmaker, the story struck you and you decided, let's make a film.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I do. And I was kind of, you know, struggling with ways that I could help my own community because this is just a block away from my house. And figured the best way I could do it was to put this story into a narrative form. And then hopefully one day, you know, we could complete the story. And that's kind of the road we're on.
Well, we'll get to that. But first, just tell us a little bit about the film itself.
I kind of adapted along with my co-writer, Ben Goldthorpe, is we adapted the story to kind of focus on the cafe owner. And then instead of a group of 50, 60 kids, there's a small group and mainly just one kid. So the film just focuses on building relationships and what happens when you're working towards a goal, that sometimes the relationship that's built is longer lasting than the actual goal itself.
Now, the film has evolved into a cause to create a park, not at the same site that the lot was filmed, but very close by. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. A local nonprofit based in Algiers called Confetti Kids, they saw the film and really decided to champion this cause. And through their connections, we were able to lease a lot that's only 3 blocks away from the original one. It's twice the size. And they already have a lease on the property and have really kind of championed the cause of finishing the story.
If someone's interested in learning more about this project, how would they do that?
So I would definitely encourage them to follow Confetti Kids on Facebook. There's also a big event we're holding on January 13th. It's called A Whole Lot of Love. And you could find that on the Confetti Kids Facebook page. And it's basically an adult's like cocktail mixer. It's going to be at the home of Councilwoman Kristen Palmer. And we're going to show The Lot along with the new film Build the Lot that kind of bridges the gap between the narrative and the effort to complete the park. And all the funds are going to go donated to the new park, which actually Confetti Kids is calling The Lot based on the film.
That was filmmaker Russell Blanchard. I want to thank you for coming in, Russell.
Thanks for having me.
In New Orleans, I'm Brian Friedman.